Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books. Built to praise God's inspired word.
漫游英语圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨应旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is At Calvary. The soldiers take Jesus and he, carrying the cross, drag himself to a hill called Calvary. Reaching the place, they crucify Jesus, and with him another two.One on his left, and the other on his right. Pilate also has an inscription written and hung on the cross. Written on it is, Jesus, the Nazarene, King of the Jews. The priests tell Pilate, "You must not write the King of the Jews."Right? He says he is the king of the Jews. Pilate answers, "What I have written, I have written." The soldiers then, after crucifying Jesus, takes his clothes and divide them into four shares. One share for each soldier. The tunic, because it is seamless, woven wool from top to bottom. They do not divide. They tell each other, "Let us cast lots to see to whom it belongs." And they cast lots with the dice. At Calvary. Calvary 是一个地方的名字，所以在Calvary 意思就是在那个耶稣被钉在十字架的那个地方的名字的地方。The soldiers take Jesus, 士兵我们从上个礼拜的上一次的那个故事 from the story before, we know that Pilate gave to the soldiers Jesus.比拉多把耶稣交给士兵们，所以现在呢 ，the soldiers take Jesus， 士兵们拿了耶稣，带了耶稣 ，and he， 然后他就是指的耶稣 ，carrying the cross， 扶着那十字架 ，drags himself， 意思就是把他自己拖拉着，因为那个十字架非常的重，所以他只能拖拉着十字架和自己 to a hill called Calvary， 到一个小山名叫 Calvary， reaching the place， 到达那个地方， they crucify Jesus， 他们把耶稣钉在十字架， and with himAnother two, 和他一起还有两位。One on his left, 一个在他左边 ,left 就是左边。And the other on his right, 好，另外一个在他的右边 ,right 就是右边嘛。Pilate also has an inscription written. 比拉多也有一个 inscription。Inscription 是什么意思？ Inscription 就是一个题字啊，或是一个排名，就是一块木。那时比拉多请一个人呢，就在一块木板写什么 ？And hung on the cross， 然后把它挂在那个十字架上。Written on it is 在那个 那个题词或是排名写了是什么呢 ？Jesus， 耶稣 ，the Nazarene，the Nazarene 意思是拿撒勒人 ，King of the Jews， 犹太人的王啊，耶稣，拿撒勒人，犹太的王 ，the priest 的 Pilate， 那是那些事迹。看到了就告诉比拉多 You must not write 你不应该写 The king of the Jews 犹太人的王你不应该写犹太人的王 Write 写什么他们以为比拉多应该写的是 He says he is the king of the Jews 他自己说他是犹太人的王Pilate answered, 比拉多回答怎么回答呢 What I have written, 我写了就写了。这个也就是预言了。耶稣不是自己说的他是犹太人的王是他真正的是犹太人的王。而且比拉多是把他写下来。The soldiers then, after crucifying Jesus,那士兵们把耶稣钉在十字架上之后啊 ，after crucifying Jesus， 钉在十字架上之后 ，take his clothes 拿了他的衣服 ，and divide them into four shares， 然后把它分成四个部分啊 ，and one share for each soldiers， 每一个士兵有一个啊份，有一份。The tunic, tunic 就是他们的那个束腰的外衣，就是长长的那种外衣。Because it is seamless, 因为它是无缝合线的，好，就没办法分。Woven wool from top to bottom, 就是一直的一套的，从头到尾都没有缝。所以他们怎么办？他们没有把它分 ，they do not divide， 他们不要把它分起来。They tell each other， 他们彼此的告诉 ，Let us cast lots to see whom it belongs。我们来怎么样？用筛子用筛子掷筛子，看看。他是属于谁的 ？And they cast lots with dice， 因此他们真的就掷筛子来决定这个衣服要属于谁。In this story， 在这个故事，我们体会到耶稣把所有一切放弃了。Jesus left everything。Even his clothes, everything, 所有一切，为了执行天主父的旨意 ，to live out the will of God. 他不自己说他是天主子，他不自己说他是犹太人的王。He doesn't say on himself that he is the Son of God. He is the King of the Jews. Others know.And have predicted it. 有人先知们已经知道而预言了。比拉多也写下来了。Pilate also wrote it. Because Jesus is indeed our Savior, our King. 因为耶稣真的是我们的救主，我们的王。Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English. Share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.